Hey, what is going on, guys? It's DK back at you with another video to talk about a couple of player props that I like on Prize Picks for tomorrow. We have a lot of games. I think, 10 games on the main slate for DFS, and I think there's one or two late games. So a lot of NBA action tomorrow. Oh, yeah, two late games too. So 12 games total. There's not a ton on the Prize Picks board right now because there's going to be a lot of teams extremely shorthanded, like the Grizzlies, who I'm excited for. To look at some props, and they finally get released. They're only going to have 8 guys. Pistons are shorthanded. Portland, Washington are shorthanded. Yeah, we're getting to the classic late season NBA. Yeah, so if you guys are looking for more content, you can check my Patreon linked in the description, whether it be DFS or for Prize Picks. And the sponsor of today's video, that's going to be Parlay Play. Guys, if you're not on Parlay Play, it is a prop site. You're building out slips of player props. They do have alt lines, and you can run up to 155x your money. All of the different sports that they offer are up here. So if you do want to give it a try, you can use the link down below for a $100 deposit match bonus. If you do click the link and deposit, it does help support the channel. And so let's just get right into it. I know it's been a while since I made a Prize Picks video, but I've been pretty busy. You know, I've been trying to do those prop threads on Twitter every day. You guys have really been liking those. Those take a ton of time, like hour and a half, so really been focusing on those, but let's fire up a Prize Picks video. So let's get into it. First player in leg two is going to be a points plus assist prop, and that's gonna be Jordan Poole. We're looking to have a pool party tomorrow, so let's kind of talk about Jordan Poole for Washington. So you get two bad teams going up against each other. Portland, Washington's about a 2-point spread, so the game should stay competitive. No Kuzma, no Jones, no Bagley, and Denny and Rashawn Holmes are questionable. So I mean, we could literally have Jordan Poole with the team to himself. And I was taking a look at some numbers with Poole over the last 5 games with Kuzma off the court. He has a pretty insane 43% assist percentage and close to 30% usage rate with Kyle Kuzma off the court. And the minutes have been great on Poole lately, too. He's been starting, playing huge minutes, 34, 35, 34. I think we're going to get mid-30s minutes on Poole in this game. I'm expecting him to basically have to do everything for the team. And since Portland is so bad, the game should stay competitive. Also, if you take a look at books, you take a look at the points plus assist prop. If it'll load, let's see. Might not, because I have so many tabs open. That's the life of a better. Just constantly have these books open. Yeah, I don't think it's going to load right now. I mean, just let me just close that down so my computer runs a bit faster. Again, I have an insane amount of tabs open right now, so that's probably why. But the juice is on the over. Trust me. The juice is on the over for Poole, points plus assists. So pick number one. Again, we're going to be taking Jordan Poole more than 30.5 points plus assists. And the second one we're looking to do is going to be a PRA prop. In that same game, we're going the opposite side. We're looking at Jabari Walker, currently at 26.5 PRA. And we're going to take more than 26.5 PRA for Jabari Walker. So Portland's been running an extremely tight rotation over the last couple games here. Let me show you guys the rotation last game for Portland. So that was, 4-2, I believe. And once again, computer running slow. 4-3. Okay, so let me show you guys this rotation for Portland. Let me refresh this. Closing a couple tabs. Hopefully that'll make it run a bit faster. Okay, so this was the most recent game. It was a disgusting game against Charlotte, but it was an 8-man rotation for Portland. And just look at this. Ashton Haggins only played 12 minutes, 10 minutes for Duop Reith. They played 6 guys basically the entire game. Lineup in 33 minutes, Ayton 37 minutes, Scoot 37 minutes, 41 minutes for Jabari Walker, 34 for Rupert, 32 for Chris Murray. Just played insane minutes. So Jabari Walker in the game had about a 20% usage. He was fourth on the team in usage. And he shot, take a look at this too. Walker shot 4 of 17 last game. 4 of 17. Last couple games, he's been way more aggressive looking for a shot. 15 shots here, 17 shots here. The rebound chance has been way up over the last couple games. 22 rebounds, obviously an outlier. But I'm expecting about 40 minutes from Jabari Walker in a game that should stay competitive, in a great match against Washington. And the juice is also on his over PRA. So pick number two, we're going to be pairing Pool Party with Jabari Walker more than 26.5 PRA. All right, guys, so that's going to wrap it up for the video. As always, if you do enjoy, just make sure to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, and we'll see you all in the next video.